On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was December 7, 1871, second day of the adjourned session of the 26th General Assembly. Session started the previous day, however, there was no quorum present when senators gaveled in at 10:30. They would then move to adjourn until 3, at which point they would have enough senators to progress. As was custom in the early years of our state, a committee would be formed whenever the legislature was awaiting a message from the governor, usually to start adjourned, called, or extra sessions, as their names would evolve over the years, or on the first day of regular session. A 5-person joint committee was named, so they could inform the Senate when the governor's opening remarks were ready. After this resolution was adopted, another senator offered a resolution asking for a 3-person committee for the same purpose. This led to a point of order and adjournment until the next day. After this day's business was started, both the point and the resolution in question were withdrawn. Then, Senate Concurrent Resolution 39 would be offered. It starts the process of redistricting, which would not be accomplished until a contentious extra session the following year. The governor's call was then read, which included a long list of items that included civil service reform, finances and credit, tariffs and taxes, paying state debt and bonds, some of which in gold, and believe it or not, swampland. This was during Reconstruction, and it was common for states to revisit their entire way of doing business when the country was undergoing a change in things following the Civil War. The morning continued with other communications from varying state offices, including new census numbers meant for creating new congressional districts. Afternoon session would consist of introducing legislation and moving towards sending some to committee as quickly as possible. December 7, 1871, the date marking the second day of the adjourned session of the 26th General Assembly, on this date in Missouri Senate history.